My name is Susan Liss, and my late husband was Jeffrey Liss. He died in 2007, just shy of his 56th birthday, and he was diagnosed in January of 2005 with pancreas cancer. Jeffrey and I knew each other since first grade, since we were about 6 years old. So I had a sense of who this person was and how he changed, really over the course of practically his entire life. I think it's fair to say, and I think all of our friends and family would say, that he was pugnacious, determined, brilliant, and would absolutely never let anything get the better of him. He happened to be quite a musical person. He took piano lessons when he was a child, and he could sight read from a very early age. He just was gifted. He was lucky. His love affair with classical music started when he was a teenager, and it didn't end until he died. At the end of the time that he was in the hospital, he asked for different kinds of music, symphonies, concertos, all different kinds of instruments, some Frank Sinatra, which he loved. And I think the music for him provided some sense of control, some sense of normalcy in a moment when you have so little control. Music was very comforting to him when he was sick and at the end of his life. We wanted to set up a library for inpatients or outpatients to have music available to them. And when he died, we suggested the contributions be made to the Cancer Center in his memory. And we worked with the development people to try to create this kind of library, although I believe it's going to be on iPods now with disposable headsets and things like that to prevent infection. I think leaving behind a comforting musical legacy was very important to Jeffrey. I think that he very much wanted people who were sick, who had the misfortune to have to go through some of what he had to go through, to find comfort in as many ways as possible. And the ability to use music to find that comfort for him made a big difference. And I think he always wanted to make a big difference for other people. And that's why I think he would be very happy to know that people are finding some comfort from his ideas and his suggestions for this.